Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello there, dragon friends. Michael Hing here. You should know for this ep, we were still struggling with mics during the recording. Sorry about that. But there's a 15-minute chunk in the middle, which we've had to reconstruct and sounds a bit weird. But once you get past that clip, it is smooth sailing through until the end. So now, on to the show. This is Dragon Friends Season 2, Episode 4.
Dragon Friends.
If it's spooky, don't be frightened.
Dragon Friends.
Scurry home and bar the door.
Daylight ends.
And the fiends and ghouls delight in things that scares you. Be well aware as you make your way. Don't be led astray, for the goal is near and your friends are here. And there's plenty more in store.
As you travel out of the tunnels beneath the river, you feel the sun on your face once more. It has been hours now since those brief hours of snatched sleep in the church in Old Barovia, and by God, it seems like it will be hours still before you rest. Friezo, you are half dead, delirious with pain. At least that's the official story if anyone tries to question you. Filge, you are poisoned, and already you can feel the poison coursing through your veins, making you feel sluggish, unwell. Bobby is missing, gone, and nobody has seen him since the fateful fight at the Pillar Stone the night before. Karina, you are for now the only healthy member of this sorry party seeking help with the gypsies of Lake Zarevich.
And this sun is so great. The sun feels great because I'm human and being human is good. We should get to the shade,
though.
So
you keep saying.
We should get to the shade. I think it's faster if we go the shady way without sun.
Oh.
You guys happy to go the shady way?
Yeah, guys, right?
Sure. I mean, it is quite obvious what's happening here. She's,
what do you mean?
She's looking after her beautiful porcelain skin.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's probably
hard
what it
to
is.
Maintain.
I respect see. That.
All right, let us take to the shady way, m'lady.
Tanning is skin cells in trauma. Let's go through the trees.
As you walk towards the banks of the lake, you can hear jaunty ethnic music.
This is just breaking from character as Friezo. This is now just as your friend. Is that what you expect? Is that what you were picturing, Dave?
Oh, almost certainly.
Okay.
Ah, my favorite. Halt, advance. I shall dance for you.
And Baston does a hillbilly jig?
Show us.
Yeah.
Wait.
For the benefit of the podcast.
Wait, I gotta roll for it.
Show us your hillbilly jig.
That's enough.
He's the best.
All right, it seems to have stopped. We can continue.
As the clearing opens, you see strange festive pennants. And a roaring fire, despite the fact that it's the middle of the day. Around it is a motley crew of gypsies. I don't know. I'm just really trying to work out a way to say this without, like, being racist.
Look, we're gypsies, all right? You can say it. It's fine. Gypsies.
I don't know if it is.
What?
I don't know if it's fine.
Is it not fine?
These are my friends.
Really?
Let's just call them people.
Gypsies?
We just call them people.
All right. Yeah. Look, we're in Barovia. You know, we live in this. It's called Gypsy Town. That's why we're called gypsies. Just like the Barovians are Barovians. All right, we'll leave that alone.
You make your way towards the fire, and a man in a flamboyant patchwork tunic indicates with a hearty thump for a log next to him for you to sit down. Already an accordion player has picked up and they already, Penny. What, you can't on-demand do accordion music?
No, I had it going, but it was meant to be background. Now it's, like, diegetic.
He needs it. Oh, you've upset him, Dave. He's broken.
I'm just here to set mood, but all of a sudden I got to be a person in the thing.
What's a guy got to do to get an accordion playing in the background here? Come, my friends.
I already had it doubled with the strings, but now you want me to be there, so there's not going to be any background music. It's just a dude standing in wherever the hell they are, just playing the accordion.
Is a complaining piano player part of your customs, Mr. Gypsy Man?
Yes. Ah. Oh, my Lord. He never stops. But welcome. Welcome to my village.
Sorry, what is that accent?
This is Gypsy.
Mel Brooks the Gypsy.
My name is Lancel. And this is my village. What? What's the problem? Should I not talk like this?
We're here to see my friend, whose name I know.
Madam Ava.
Madam Ava.
Oh, you're here for Madam Ava, my aunt.
As he exclaims, a small monkey in exactly the same outfit as him jumps up onto his shoulder.
That's all the monkey says, because he's a monkey.
So does the monkey dress after you, or do you dress after the monkey? Just curious.
We take turns. He gets
February
too busy.
February is the monkey.
It's the monkey month. He gives me the strangest outfits.
That explains a lot.
Lancel, we are also looking for a halfling rogue from the House of Pancakes.
Listen. He has a thing. He has
Yeah, you would have seen him traveling. He's about yay tall. He's blonde. He has eyes and a mouth.
He has a relic
two
with
arms,
him, but
it was, two legs.
The relic is important.
Listen, relax. You all look like hell. And by hell, I mean total shit.
I look fine. I'm on a paleo diet. Okay?
Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. Maybe take some carbs in pill form. I don't know. I'm going to stop. Look, you all look like hell. Come in, sit around the fire. My aunt will be out in just a minute. She'll see to your wounds. It'll be great. Here, come, sit. You all look so skinny. Eat, please.
And indeed, gypsies come bearing trays of meat, strange cheeses, and flagons of a cheap ale for you to partake in.
Is there in Dungeons & Dragons, is there like a suspicion check?
Yes, there is.
Can I do a suspicion? Because I am quite suspicious.
Yeah, it's called insight, and it's wisdom-based. So go ahead and make a roll for it.
And I rolled a natural 20! Boom! Give me all the secrets, Dave!
Friezo, this is going to become a bit Cassandra. This is going to become a bit boy that cried wolf. Because if I told you right now that they're all here to eat your face, no one in the party would believe you. So well, come here, and I will whisper to you what these gypsies are about, and then we'll see what happens.
Well, me happy to eat.
Oh, you're a big one.
Hey, we don't body shame here.
I'm not body shaming.
We don't body shame.
She's at least 2 foot taller than me. I count that as big. All right, you're a big one compared to me.
So for the benefit,
she is
so
okay.
Just for the benefits of anyone in the podcast, what we've done there is that Hing's come over, and I've whispered to him his insights, such as they are.
Ooh.
Hey, you guys, I've got a pretty good feeling about this.
All right.
Wink!
You're a monster.
What?
Friezo, me wondering why you said wink out loud after that?
Oh, it's...
No, he's right. He's totally right. Just go with it.
I'm uneasy.
Can I do a perception test?
What I would really like to do at this point is, because Eden's playing two characters at once, is...
Let's make it three.
Yeah. Does Lancel have anything to say to Baston?
Can I cast a minor illusion? Can I do that at any point? Can I cast an illusion at any point?
You absolutely can.
I cast an illusion of two times horse. Tiny and adorable.
All right.
Do we all see that?
The My Little Pony version of... Horsey Two Horse, you don't even need to roll for that, that's minor illusion, appears...
Wait, Friezo is a fedora, he has a weakness for My Little Pony.
Yeah, I'm a part-time pickup artist, full-time brony, that's what this is.
Just really into Brony, like My Little Pony, not a big deal. Just part of the fandom.
Yeah. Baston. It's got nothing to do with... Anyway, no, yes.
Just really appreciate the writing.
Baston is overcome and says, horse it horse, can it be you?
But can he... Does he perceive that it's an illusion?
Yeah, why don't you just go ahead and make a quick wisdom roll?
It's a lot...
DC 13, which is Karina's spellcasting ability.
9, fail.
No, you believe it.
Oh, I thought you were dead, but you are not. Come, let's frolic.
While Baston goes away to play with his toy pony, why don't we actually, while we're talking about cute sidekicks for a second, you've just turned level 3, Hing.
I have.
So yeah, you've taken Pact of the Chain, and that means that you now have the ability to cast Find Familiar at will as a ritual. Anytime your familiar is gone, you can bring them back. It's a magical creature. Normally, it would be like a cat or a bat, because you're a...
Or a rat? Or a hat?
No. Well,
or a gnat?
You were right at first, but now you're going way off. Okay. Because you are a warlock, you have also the option of magical creatures, so it could be a quasit, or an imp, or a pseudo-dragon.
Ooh. I choose dragon. A dragon.
A dragon? It's a tiny dragon.
It's a dragon is what it is. It's a dragon.
It's a little dragon.
Like a big dragon?
A tiny dragon is
like
a
massive dragon.
How big is... What's the deal with this dragon? It's because dragons are big, so it's a little dragon.
It's like an Eddie Murphy and Mulan dragon.
A what?
It's a lizard.
What is it, Dave? You're saying Eddie Murphy and Mulan? Why did you pick Mulan, Dave? What up with that? First the jaunty ethnic music and now this. Well, I think I know who's running this.
Okay, you have a dragon. You have what's your dragon's name?
Let's take one from the audience. Anyone got a good dragon name? That isn't Mushu. Let's keep this Disney fraud going along. His name is Bushu. Legally distinct from Eddie Murphy's character in the film Mulan.
Okay. So while Baston goes off to frolic, you take the opportunity to summon into existence your pseudo-dragon, Bushu.
Does Bushu talk?
Oh, he does.
Oh.
Oh, who does the voice of that?
I do the voice of Bushu. Hey, man, why you summon me now? I was just sleeping, man.
Watch out, Bushu's angry.
Can I hate to be a killjoy about this, but can I request a different voice?
Why, man? What's wrong with my voice?
Because I just feel that some people would hear you doing that voice and might think that it's not
an accurate Eddie Murphy
voice. Oh. It could just be a racist voice. And given what we've just been through,
do you have any other Bushu voices?
Other Bushu voices.
All racist.
I'm gonna go away from it. I'm gonna push away a bit. That's it. Get it, yeah?
No. Can I just make a request? Can you be the Colonel from KFC, please?
Well, howdy there. I am your new familiar.
Now, to be clear, this is the voice of a chicken and has no ethnicity or race. It's just the voice of a chicken.
Yes, it's Goghorn Beghorn.
What if I was like, hey, hello, how are you today?
Fine, South African.
All right, buddy, it's a South African pseudonym.
All right.
Brilliant.
Yes, my name is Bushu.
Inexplicably.
And I'm here to serve as your familiar.
Bushu, what powers do you have?
Well, I have all of the powers that a dragon has, but only Tanya.
You can fly.
Yeah, I've got tiny wings. Look at this.
Do you have a cord of gold?
Oh no, I have one piece, but that's for me.
All right, all my questions have been answered. We can now move on.
All right. So while Baston is playing with my ponies and Frizo is introducing himself to his strange, genteel South African pro-apartheid pseudo dragon. Bill, you have an opportunity for some girl chat with Karina.
men, huh?
Right? Yeah.
Let me tell you...
As a human woman.
Well, me half-orc, but you flatter me. Listen, me really want to put that little dragon in me mouth.
You know what? You're a strong, independent, half-orc woman.
Yeah.
You do you.
Me gonna do it. Me gonna do it. I pick up Bushu and I just put him in my mouth.
Get your shit.
Oh.
Hands off me.
Ow. Oh.
Do
you
smell it?
No.
You're just holding my familiar mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Save it, man. It's cool. We can progress.
Let's progress. All right. At this point, you've had some chance to eat, and while you haven't slept, you've at least had some measure of relaxation against the horrors of the tunnel and Friezo. Indeed, in fact, anyone who needs it can gain one hit dice when it points back. After a while of revelry, another gypsy, a young gypsy lady, comes and beckons for you to follow her towards a tent a little further away from the fire, but by far the most ostentatious tent in the encampment. This, of course, must be the tent of Madame Ava. She beckons you towards the door, but then will go no further and indicates for you to enter.
We should go in. I think that's what she's trying to say.
Why are you laughing, though, while you tell us to go into this strange tent?
I mean, it's funny. She's super rad. We went to university together. Let's go in.
You guys like sorority sisters or whatever?
You know what, dude? Your fantasies are none of my business.
Yeah. Yeah.
We also enter.
What about Vascon? Vascon's off in the corner.
Yeah, just frolicking.
We're the best.
He's gonna be so upset when that spell ends in 1 hour's time.
So sad.
Yeah.
You leave Vascon to be frolicking, and the three of you enter a room thick with the smoke of sandalwood. Inside the room, you see a wizened figure, and quite old lady sitting in the smoke at the far end of the room, and with a gnarled finger, she beckons for you to come closer.
I ask her if she's ever seen, like, close-up hand trick magic before. Hey, you want to pick a card? Any card.
I've got to get better ventilation in here.
Is that really her voice?
Yes.
What's her voice? She's Madame Ava.
Madame Ava, we are looking for our friend. He's a small halfling with eyes.
He has a relic. He's in front with the relic.
Silence!
And as she puts her finger up for silence, from within her robes, she pulls out an old deck of pasteboard cards that look hundreds of years old. And she begins to place them in front of her.
Come, sit. I know all of you. I have seen your past and something of your future, too.
Well, we went to uni together, so...
Oh, I didn't recognize you. It's so dark in here.
You are mature age student.
Yeah. We
very good. Never stop learning. And I sit down.
You!
Me?
Yes! Philgy! Philgy is your name. You have suffered great loss.
It's true.
Of a friend, a hairy friend.
Yes, me rat Katie died.
And one of your own blood left you.
Yes, me brother Dilge. And I burst and out crying and I spit out the dragon.
I'm fucking leaving. Bye.
And he flies out the
Yo, Karina.
What up?
You have a great thirst finale. And you, Frizzo?
Yes.
There is darkness in you.
Now try again.
A darkness that suits this land well.
I get the sense that Madame Ava is trying to recruit me for something. And they say, yes.
Oh! I am having a vision. Oh, somebody hold my hand.
And she pushes her hands out towards you, wanting both of you to clasp a hand each.
I'll do it.
All right, we grab the hands.
They are old and clammy and gross.
Alex. Okay, let's hang on to it.
Oh, I see a small man. He's running. He's running through the woods.
Do you see a relic?
He has a small, he's carrying an even smaller person. He has had a vision, but he is safe.
What?
I just remembered I left something on the stove. Hang on. I see a beautiful maiden. She is locked in a great castle. She cannot escape. She cannot escape him. A great darkness that hangs over this land. A darkness that will not be lifted until his reign is ended.
Where this castle? You know where? You know what it looks like? Where it is?
I know the castle from my vision. It is Castle Ravenloft. The traditional seat of power of the von Zarovich family, who have ruled this land for centuries.
Can you take us there?
I would not go there. It's like a day and a half walk. Nothing. I got things to do. What, am I a tour guide?
People seem to just tag along when we ask.
Not me, sister.
All right.
Well, I mean, we should go. We need to get out of here, right?
Yeah, but should we take some time to heal up to full health, maybe spend the night here?
You are welcome here. I will see to your wounds.
How many people are in this village, Dad?
About. Oh,
God. No, I know the hit points don't stack now, so it's not going to be some sort of.
About 20 to 40.
Okay.
You! I don't want any shenanigans in my camp. All right? You hurt anyone in here, I'll take your schmeckle, I'll put it in a soup, and I'll feed it to you.
Her ethnicity is getting really specific.
Yeah. I'm channeling my grandmother.
Well, I'm sleepy.
What is the relationship between the people in the village and Madame Ava? Are they afraid of her?
Madame Ava is like the matriarch.
Okay, so they're on her side.
Yes. So they would be upset if you killed her.
Well then I
just don't know what to do. As you go to leave Madame Ava, suddenly you feel filled a hand on your shoulder, and you look back and her eyes are wide again as when she had a vision, and you realize that she's having a second vision. Just you two have already left, and Filge is alone with her when she turns to you and says,
I see a great tree, and underneath it a cavern. A small man holds a small man. That's it.
Where this tree?
Oh, wait. Great sadness and calamity lies ahead. If you seek your friend of the flat bread, she'll turn on friends. Death and ruin will be the result. Result.
Oh no, my best friend, Bobby Lavash. Nah, pancakes, just kidding. Okay, thanks for that.
No problem.
The night passes, you get your spells back, you get another hit dice, and in the morning, the day is yours.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, the gypsies who tend to sleep in late are all slumbering. They partied well into the night. They kept you up. It was a bit irritating, but you were polite. And so they're still sleeping when you wake up.
Baston is searching under all of the caravans for his tiny body.
I've counted to 10. This isn't funny. Come back, horsey two horse. Seriously. I'm getting... Come on, man.
Kind of considering casting the illusion again just to keep him happy. But I won't. Might need it. All right, so I think we've got to go find...
A big tree. We want to find a great tree with a small man and a small man.
Yeah.
Can we ask one of the locals if they
know what about we ask Lancel?
Yeah, Lancel, you have to kick him to wake him up.
All right, so I walk over and I... give him a kiss on the mouth to wake him up. Gypsy custom.
Instinctively, Lancel kisses back.
Oh, anyway, hi.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
What? Thank
there
you.
Was a dragon in that mouth. Where, just FYI.
Do I taste pseudo-dragon?
Lancel, we're looking for a big tree. Is there a big tree in these parts?
Yeah, real big.
A great tree.
Sure, a lot of big, great tree. There's a lot of trees around here. Anything more specific you can help me with?
It's a big tree and there's a cavern beneath it.
Oh.
You take us there.
Oh, I don't know. That's like 45-minute walk from here. I just woke up. I got a hell of a hangover. I haven't had any breakfast. No.
What's Lancel like? I could kill him.
I know the tree, but I'm not taking you there.
Take us there.
Why not?
You go yourself.
Why are you going to take us there?
I don't want to.
Just tell us where it is.
Yeah, tell us where it is.
All right. You follow the river, say 20 minutes. When you hit a big rock that looks like a beholder, you take a right.
None of them know what that is.
Yeah, right. Like a big eyeball with eyeballs with a mouth.
Wait, one eyeball?
Yeah, but with more on it.
Okay.
Yeah, you can imagine it. All right, you take a right there. Follow the beaver trail up through the swamp. On your left. There's going to be a big, kind of like a cave on top of that, a big old tree.
All right. I say, thank you, Lancel.
No problem.
P.S. We're breaking up.
Oh. All right.
Flounce out of there.
All right. Having made your mark on
Lancel, if you want to get good with women, I can teach you some things. I run seminars.
You follow Lancel's instructions, and you soon find yourself at... An ancient cave, as he described it. A tree is growing from a boulder that seems to be like the cornerstone of a natural archway leading deep into the earth. Now the night is already falling on you because... No, it's not, because you slept. It's fine. It's like 11 in the morning. But this also means that tonight will be a full moon. This is the last night of the lunar calendar, and as you make your way towards the cave, you can't help but feel that this is a sacred, even possibly dangerous place.
Should I do an arcana check?
Yep.
4.
You think it looks cool.
All right. Karina, have you ever been here before?
No, why would you say that?
It's just when you got here, you like kind of leant on the tree and said, "Good to see you again, old friend."
Look, I'm a vegan. And I just have a really emotional connection to the earth.
Did you say you're vegan paleo?
Sure.
That seems really, really hard work.
Yeah, I don't ever want to
really
go eating with you.
Okay.
Hey, Dave, is it a sunny day?
Yeah, it's, you know what, actually...
Look, you know, I think we should go inside.
I think we should hang out here for a while.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting that sense.
Wait, perhaps Horsey Two Horse is in this cave.
I cast a mind.
Suddenly, blinking into existence is a tiny, friendly horse,
which
looks and sort of coquettishly winks and wiggles its bum, and then skips into the cave.
Come back here, you little minx!
Baston charges in after her.
One of the most ethically conflicting decisions I've ever made.
All right, let's, I guess...
Well, is Baston going to follow the horse in?
Yeah, Baston already has. Baston's inside.
Okay, cool. So I guess we follow Baston in then.
That's a really good idea.
Okay, the three of you make your way into the cave and quickly you realise that this is, again, it seems like almost every natural... underground area has been repurposed once at some time as graves and tombs and barrows in this place. For already, as you walk in, you can see architecture, archways, and you feel that this is obviously some kind of mausoleum, primitive though it is. It also feels like it's not been disturbed for a long time, although possibly... it might just be, you know, the sort of the air of importance around the area.
How cool is this place I'm just seeing now for the first time? I'm super surprised by everything I'm seeing.
Guys, did anyone bring a torch? I'm kind of, it's really dark in here.
You pass a piece of graffiti that just says, Karina was here.
You know, it's a common name.
What are the odds?
Super high, don't think about it.
I won't.
And he doesn't.
We follow Karina and Baston into the little mausoleum, and we say, "Bobby, are you here?"
The sound rings out unpleasantly, and as soon as you shout it out, you feel a whirring of a great sense of wind coming towards you, and bats fly out.
This is definitely a trap.
However, also, you can see in the distance what seems like an opening, and far off in the distance, you can see a tomb that is sitting there, and it looks like there's something on top of it.
Oh. All right.
What could possibly go wrong?
I'm starting to really doubt that you're our friend.
That really hurts me.
Yeah,
He's just nagging you. Don't worry about it, sister. And I, like, take her under my arm and I go, "Come on, we don't need those men."
We walk
together up to the tomb to see what's on top of
Excellent.
It.
A strong, empowered, relic. Mostly human women.
All right. As you make your way towards the tomb, you see it is an old, ancient granite affair. The lid feels almost too heavy to pick up, and indeed, even if you could, it feels like it's been petrified into the tomb.
What's on the top?
On top of it is a small cloth bag that looks like it's been placed there recently, and it's full of something.
You know what, guys? I'll check it.
I'll check it.
All right, everybody wants to check the bag.
We all want to check it.
Make dexterity checks quickly. Who gets the highest?
15.
I got 17.
16 plus 3, 19. Yeah.
19. Frieza, at the last minute, you managed to grab. What did you get?
7.
You dive.
Thanks
for drawing attention to it.
You dive forward and
though.
Grab the bag, and as you do, the Hessian covering falls off, revealing the relic of Pelor that Bobby had taken. You have the relic again.
All right. Can I summon my familiar, give him the relic, and then, like, send him back to the Nether Realm to keep it safe?
That would make the relic fall on the ground.
Oh. Alright, I'm holding the relic, and I say, "Why did you want the relic so bad, Karina?"
No reason. I cast Firebolt.
Roll for initiative. All right, okay.
All right. Is that an initiating? Do we have initiative?
That is, yeah, we're using the same one. Karina, that means like before, you go first.
Fuck. Who are you casting it at?
Do I roll this one?
Yeah.
5.
All right, a fireball splashes on the ground.
It's really weak from my diet.
Baston, you're next.
I knew you were a she-devil.
Emphasis I gave you your last moments with your horse.
It was
just you. Keep it in mind.
You're a tricksy, mean lady, and I'll stab you with a knife.
Which he does. 7 misses.
Miss Filch.
I pin Karina up against the wall.
All right, we'll try. That is a athletics check. You have... You're not in a rage, so just roll normally. Plus 4.
Plus 6.
14.
Okay, great. Make a dexterity check.
19. Yep.
Wait, me or
No,
her?
She does. And she rolls a 9, so you've got it pinned up against the wall. Well done. All right, next freezer.
What about the sisterhood?
All right. Yeah, because my spell slots are all replenished. I'm going to use my new spell, Crown of Madness. One humanoid you can see must succeed on a wisdom saving throw, DC 13, or be charmed by you for the duration. So I'm going to cast it on Karina. You need to make a wisdom saving throw. You roll an 8 plus... What's your wisdom? Plus 1. 9. You're charmed by Frieza.
Okay. Pick up artist extraordinaire.
Finally happened.
All right, now...
But rather than...
No, music, I'm sorry. I'm just going to say... Because you didn't read Crown of Madness, so now she needs to...
Rather than using my charms to, like, try and do anything gross, I will be... Which, because he doesn't need to use charms, but...
So now every turn...
No, he does.
Every turn she must use
their
action
to attack someone in the room.
Yeah.
Which is not going to be really different, is it?
Can't she attack... No, it's got to be a melee attack, and it's a target I choose, and can I choose her...
No.
Stop hitting yourself.
All right, I choose Baston then.
Karina, you're next. Quickly make another...
You have to use a melee attack?
Make another wisdom attack at the beginning of each of your turns.
18.
Oh, okay.
Pass.
Pass that.
No, so you're going to... This is the only turn it's going to work. So you've broken the spell, but for one turn you have to attack Baston with your dagger.
Melee. No, with a melee.
I
so just
got
yeah.
pinned up against the wall, though, right?
That is true.
She's so got to try and grapple free.
So try and break to a strength check as well.
One.
You do nothing.
I say, that's why you eat carbs.
Baston, you're next.
I'm going to stab you right in the face. No, that's kind of mean. She's pinned, right?
So yeah.
Who do you work for? Tell us who you are, she-devil.
I mean, it's a complicated question. There's NDAs involved. I can't tell you exactly who I work for, but if I did, it would kind of be like the Lord Vampire Master.
Baston, being an honourable gent, will not slap a woman, but he will tickle her.
Tell me who you work for!
I'm tickling my one weakness. I work for the guy...
Strahd von Zarin.
That guy.
Excellent. All right, that was weird. Filch.
What am I going to do?
Do you want to keep her grappled or do you want to attack her?
Yeah, I want to ask her more questions.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm like, okay, so what do you want with us?
All I want is the relic. You guys can do whatever you want. You know, I think you spent some time with you, relatively nice people. It's totally fine. I'm just going to take the relic and be on my way. You guys, yeah.
The relic is the only thing that protects my village.
I'm going to go, yeah, sure, you can take it. And then I take it off Friezo.
How are you going to take it off me?
You're holding
strength? Up against the wall.
With my other arm?
You're gonna have to let her go.
No. Okay, fine. I let her go and she's like slumps to the ground. And then I grab it off Friezo and I chuck it out of the cavern into the sun.
Dexterity check.
How many?
Just one D20.
That's for her. All right, okay.
For you too.
Oh, I rolled a 16 plus dexterity of 3 is 19.
Yeah, right, I got 13.
You miss him. And Friezo, you're up next.
All right, I'm... look, I also realise we've been misreading how to do a witch bolt. The whole time.
Really? That's like the main point of this podcast.
Over a year. But apparently it's not just you do one witch bolt, you do a witch bolt and then you just hold it, and the longer you hold it, the more damage they take. Each turn, I think. Is that right? See, I'm sorry. So I've been doing it wrong the whole time. So anyway, I
should we start again from the beginning?
Wow, now that you can kill them even more.
Yeah. So I'm gonna. How's she looking? How's Karina
She's
looking?
Fine. No,
she's fine. All right, I'll start it off with an Eldritch Blast then.
And I'm still not slightly taller.
Natural 20 on the Eldritch Blast, plus 525.
Okay.
I've been rolling up a storm today. This
you have.
Right.
Well done. All right, that's a d20. Except for when you
nearly
died.
It's a d, and then I roll a d10 for damage. Is that a d10?
When it's a critical hit with a spell,
10.
You do double damage?
No. All right, so you do 10 damage.
Yep.
All right, Karina, it's your turn.
I can cast spells again now. I don't have to hit people.
Go.
I want to do Shatter. So a loud ringing noise will be unbearable to hear for everyone.
So, all right, who are you focusing it on?
This guy.
Okay, she's casting on Friezo. Go ahead and cast it.
20.
Oh, my God.
One! One time!
Friezo, give me your character sheet. Give me your character sheet. All right, excellent. Okay, how much damage does that do?
A lot.
A creature deals 3d8 damage on a failed save.
No.
Or half that on a successful one.
So make your save.
Each creature within a 10-foot sphere must make a constitution saving throw versus DC 13.
Oh, so it's a saving throw. You know what? You rolled 20, so I'm going to give you a bonus for that anyway.
And the rest of us have to do one.
Make a DC check, yep.
I rolled a 1. Oh, goodness.
18 hit points of damage.
I got 3.
And Baston gets 9.
All right, 3 points of damage, 9 points of damage. And because it's centered on you, Friezo, and we did roll a 20 even though we didn't need to, I'm going to go ahead and say that, yes, your quarterstaff smashes because this is a shatter. Your magic sword is okay. And, okay. I'm afraid to say that all of your sunglasses were destroyed.
Damn it!
excellent. All right. And Karina...
They were good for peacocking!
Excellent. Everybody is deafened by this, by the shattering, and you're all driven back. Karina, you take this moment to make one last grab at the relic. Go ahead, make a dexterity check. Beat his armor class.
11.
11. No, you miss it. And she's not able to grab the relic, but at that point, you're already charging past them while they're driven back by the hellish sound of your shatter spell, and you dive into the air, in which point you turn into a cloud of bats and disappear, leaving the dragon friends alone in an unfamiliar place with some of Friezo's weapons and favorite things broken, spell slots spent, and Friezo, I think you're almost dying again.
Damn it!
How will the dragon friends escape from such peril as this? Where is Bobby Pancakes? And what of this beautiful woman trapped in a castle? For the answers to these and more, tune in to the next episode of Dragon Friends.
Dragon Friends is recorded in front of a live audience at the Giant Dwarf Theatre in Sydney and is DM'd by David Harmon. Your bard is Benny Davis, and the NPCs in this episode were played by Eden Lacey. This episode also featured Alex Lee and me, Michael Hing, and our special guest was Eve Beauregard. Shakira Khan designs our website, and the podcast is sponsored by PAX Australia, a 3-day gaming festival of video games, board games, panels, free play, and more. This year's show is on November 4 to 6 in Melbourne, and tickets are on sale right now. You can get them at thedragonfriends.com/PAX.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.